Good morning, Orlando. This is Deborah Roberts, and you are listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio on News Radio 102.5 WFLA. Now in studio, your host, local real estate expert, and my friend, Laura Peterson.
Good morning, everybody. And with me this morning is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. Welcome, Danielle.
Hey, good morning.
And in case you haven't heard, at Frontgate Realty, your home sold, guaranteed, or will buy it. To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. Or if you like information about how it works, you can go to laurahasthebuyers.com. So it is New Year's Eve.
That's right.
So everybody's wondering, okay, what's going to happen for the new year for real estate and what's happening and all that kind of good stuff. And we're really in a good place in Central Florida right now with everything that's going on real estate wise. There's limited inventory in the lower end, and then there's, you know, more inventory when it comes, the higher price you go, the more inventory there is. So depending on what market you're in, depending if it's a buyer's market or a seller's market, is kind of what it is. And but there's opportunity for everybody depending on what you want to do. Central Florida is always a great place for real estate because the jobs are booming and it's booming. There's new construction as well as a lot of resales, obviously. And so whatever you want is kind of available. And the thing that we find most of the time is that for the first time buyers is that they don't realize how little money and how little it takes to get things done. Now, it's a lot of work to get things done, to get a house. But when you actually decide that you want to do it, it's not as all-encompassing and as hard as you might thought that it might have thought that it would be. You know, it's a higher commitment than a year lease that you that you do, because you know, you can, because you're tied usually to a mortgage if you're a first-time buyer, and that it ties you to 30 years. But you can sell it at any point in time, and when you sell it, then you know you're out of it. So it doesn't even have to be a year if you don't want it to be. But the thing with real estate is that the long-term play on real estate has always been the thing that has worked most for most people. And that is really looking at, you know, at least 2 to 5 years that you're going to be staying in a house, and even longer. And so when you're making the decision of where you want to go, you know, you do want to look at what's going to be okay for you for a while. And most people, when they go into a lease, they say that they're going to be there for a year. But I think that the average time that somebody is in a property for a rental purpose is somewhere around 22 months. So you're almost there 2 years as it is. And when you look at it from a financial standpoint, it's usually a good thing to stay there for that period of time because all of the expenses that come in moving and in changing where you're at are always more than what you think they're going to be.
Yeah, couldn't agree more. I mean, you got to pay for usually the moving truck. Sometimes you might have to hire a mover. Then you got to have all those fees to transfer the light, deposits, all that jazz. So it does add up.
Yeah, and even when you say, oh, we're going to move it myself and I'm going to do it with some friends and that kind of stuff, and you get in there and, oh, there's this hole that needs something or, you know, something that needs a little bit of an upgrade that isn't going to come from the landlord, so it's going to come from you. And you end up spending a little bit more money than what you thought you were going to.
Exactly.
Most people do anyway. And so, you know, you have to do it on a budget. And so you might as well do it on your own house. And if you decide that you want to paint the inside of the house, you don't have to ask anybody to do it or put anything on the walls. Although on the walls has become a lot easier with Command, that you can put things on there and take it off and not have the nail holes. Yeah. And it makes it a lot easier to do that today than it did, you know, 5 or 10 years ago.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of those. I like those.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio, WFLA 102.5, the News Talk Station in Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Frontgate Realty, where your home sold, guaranteed, or I'll buy it. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 o'clock. Joining me today is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. And remember, if you want to reach myself or Danielle, you can call 407-566-2555. So when we're looking at the experts then, what are they saying is going to happen in 2018? And basically what it comes down to is that with inventories at historically low levels and demand for housing skyrocketing in most markets, they believe 2018 will be the year of the seller. And that's pretty much what it is in Central Florida. Like I right said, now, in the lower end, as you get up to over a half a million, it becomes more of a buyer's market. But there still are tons of opportunities to sell, you know, in that area as well. So that there will be a scarcity of homes in the real estate market will allow private and institutional sellers to keep their prices high, especially in the growing segment of first-time buyers take the plunge. And the millennials are taking the plunge now, is what they're saying. And so it's going to be another seller's market, is what they're saying. And the biggest factor that's driving that is the low inventory. And that's why you see so much building around Central mm-hmm. Florida, because we are an area that is building
yep.
and growing. And so obviously, you know, that's always a good thing. And the overall housing starts spiked to 1.297 million units in November in the country.
Wow.
So, you know,
I think half of that's here.
Exactly. So, you know, that they're looking, that builders have been ramping up somewhat over the past year, and that should continue going forward. So in order to satisfy demand from entry-level buyers, in particular, builders need to find some more affordable sites. Sometimes they're farther from job centers, and so people have to, you know, travel and make sacrifices if that's what they're going to do. But there are some good things that are going mm-hmm. on in Central Florida, because I think that there are at least two new SunRail stations that should be opening this year, if not more than that going yeah. out. I know they are going south.
I know they got the one
south.
By
Meadowoods.
Yep, Meadowoods has got
one.
And
then they've got one in Kissimmee that's opening, and I think they're starting on the one that's going to end up, they're calling it Poinciana, but it's down there by Gatorland. Not Gatorland, Gatorade, that's on 1792.
Oh, yeah, right there, yeah.
But the one is, I think there's supposed to be one in Sanford that I'm not sure what the scoop is on that one, or maybe that's already open. But there's supposed to be one that's one further up, so I'm not sure 100% what's going on with that. And mortgage rates, which is what everybody wants to see, is they're expected to rise just on average to maybe 4.5%. So by the end of 2018. So the thing is that happens with the mortgage rates is that when they raise, they're not going to raise like all at once. So, but they do raise a little bit. And mm-hmm. every eighth of a point or a quarter of a point does make a difference in the amount of affordability of what you can afford. So you do want to look at that. So, and changes to the tax code, it looks like that's there are changes, but it doesn't look like it's overwhelming for Central Florida. It might affect, again, the high end, because they're limited on the amount of property tax that you can write off. But from the lower end, from my understanding of the bill, is that it's not going to affect them at all, because it won't affect the mortgage insurance and it won't affect any of the property tax write-offs. And, you know, we don't have the state income tax, so that's not going to affect us that they're talking about in other parts of the country. So they do think that the sellers are going to have less pricing power than they did in 2017, in 2018, and because consumers can only pay so much and prices have gone up, you know, pretty strongly. So they expect to that the housing will continue, the shortage will persist in many markets due to the legacy of slow rate of home building over the past decade. And that's really true of Central Florida, because when everything fell apart in 2005, 2006, mm-hmm. building stopped. And so now they're all trying to make up for it. And so as a result of that, you know, they're calling it an inventory drought. And it's going to continue to be a factor to keep supplies below normal. And most markets will continue to be seller's markets, especially for entry-level homes, hotter markets, and markets where prices are high and new construction is costly will be more of a split between buyers and sellers. And so that's exactly what we were saying. So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555. Find us online at centralfloridarealestateradio.com, and we'll be right back to you.
You're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio with local expert and my friend, Laura Peterson. And now, here's Laura.
Welcome back, everybody. And with me this morning is Danielle Plume, one of my teammates from Frontgate Realty. Welcome back, Danielle.
Hey, good morning.
And in case you haven't heard, at Frontgate Realty, your home sold, guaranteed, or we'll buy it. To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. Or if you'd like information about how it works, you can go to laurahasthebuyers.com. So what we're going to talk about now are eight factors that enhance a home's value. And some of these might be surprising to you, but what it comes down to is that when you're looking at size, and it, one thing that small homes have always had an advantage over larger homes is that they have always been the entry-level price. So if somebody wanted to buy a home and the smallest home was the least expensive, they would get more.
Go with that one. Yeah.
They would get more going after it. So, but what they found is that homes that are under 1,200 feet, which are favorites of retiring boomers and first-time buyers, they've appreciated an average of 7.5% a year, while homes 2,400 square feet or larger have only risen 3.8% per year. So you know how we always are talking about, you know, pricing is relative. It totally is, depending on
that,
you know, what's going on. So we're going to give you a lot of statistics, you know, during here that tells you the plus and minuses of a lot of things. But in doing that, you know, you're going to, so you're going to say, well, if I add all those things together, what's it really come up with? That's why you need us. So basically, an open floor plan would be something else that you'd think that that has an average of 7.4% appreciation, and that granite countertops only have a 2.5% appreciation, and stainless steel appliances have a 3% annual appreciation. So everybody was very big about, let's put in granite, let's put in, you know, stainless steel, but it doesn't necessarily mean that your house is going to appreciate a lot more as a result of it. Yep.
Yeah.
But the open floor plan still is a big fan of everybody, where everybody can be together and all that kind of good stuff. This one might surprise some of you, is that fewer bedrooms. The fewer bedrooms you have, the more the house appreciates. So the more bedrooms a home had, the less it appreciated since 2012. So homes with one bedroom increased by 7.2% per year. Those with two bedrooms were 6.6, three were 6.3, and four bedrooms were 4.9. So when you think about it, you know, it's like, again, that's the same thing of the baby boomers retiring and the first-time home buyers, that they're buying it. And so that's what the scoop is. Homes with a view. Homes overlooking a park increased 7.9% annually. Those with mountain views were 5.1, and those with lake views are 4.9. So a view still is a really good thing to have and to know and all of those kinds of stuff. Okay, let's look at two-car garages. Homes with space for two cars appreciated by 6.4% annually versus those with one-car garage was 6%, and those with three-car garages were 3.8. So the biggest thing there is the two-car garage.
Two-car garage, yeah.
So it comes down to, you know, it's like really what, you know, it's like what the most people are looking for is the thing that's going to appreciate the most. Modern contemporary style. Newer trumps older, or in architectural style. With modern contemporary homes rising at a value of 7.7% per year, followed by bungalows are 6.5, traditional are 5.6, ranch 4.5, craftsman 3.7, and Victorian are 2.2. So we don't have a lot of modern contemporary houses in Central Florida. And usually they are the high-end houses, and they do go for a lot of money. I think I read about one of them that went this week for like $3 million or something like that. So, you know, it's in that price range where those modern houses go. Okay, the right amenities. So homes with patios increased in value by 6.8% annually, while those with hardwood floors grew 5.7%, and those with fireplaces are 5.3%. So... And, of course, you guys know this time of year when it's a little chillier, you know, Mm-hmm. I was actually last week in Iowa and Chicago, and it was 4 below without the wind chill. And the wind chill was like 20 below. And I remembered why I live in Central Florida and that I was so happy to get on a plane and come back to Central Florida.
Oh, my goodness.
Because you definitely want a fireplace there. But even here with our little chilly spells, you know, of 50, you definitely want fireplace at times, too.
Well, they said the weather is definitely shifting and up north is getting real brutal.
It is getting brutal.
I mean, they even said, last week, just the other day, Erie, Pennsylvania did 34 inches of snow in one day.
I know.
That's crazy. Yeah. So,
yeah. I was there for the white Christmas, but it wasn't worth it for the bitter cold. So, if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA 102.5, the News Talk Station in Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Frontgate Realty. We are home sold, guaranteed, or I'll buy it. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 o'clock. And joining me today is Danielle Plume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. And remember, if you want to reach myself or Danielle, you can call 407-566-2555. So the last thing that we're going to talk about here is location. So what do you think? I'm sure it makes a difference, right?
Oh, I would think so.
Yep. So homes in urban areas near mass transportation grew 8.4%. And that is totally the millennials and, and that. So that, like we were just talking about, the new SunRail stations and that kind of thing opening are going to add to all of that. And I believe I saw this week that the Brightline from Miami to Orlando was approved by the federal government this week, too, which is another, you know, high-powered rail that's going to end up at the at O'Hare International Airport. But I mean, so all of those things, being close to all that stuff, is going to be critical for your house if it's going to go up. Mm-hmm. Those near good schools increased by 7.2%, and those near shopping increased by 6.5%. So basically it comes down to, I think when you look at it and you sum it up, that it all comes down to the same things that you would expect. There are some surprises in regards to smaller homes going up, but when you really analyze it and look at it logically, it makes sense because it is a first-time buyer and an entry point for people to get in there. Fewer bedrooms is kind of a surprise, you know, as well. Open floor plan to me is not a surprise. Mm-mm. And the upgrades within a house, I mean, that's pretty typical with what we find, because a lot of times when people do a lot of upgrades in their house, they expect that they're going to get a lot of more money for it. And what it's going to do is it's going to allow somebody to choose your home above another home.
Somebody else's, yeah.
But it's not necessarily going to turn into dollars for you, which we talk about quite a bit. But, you know, you can never beat cleanliness when it comes into a house. That is so critical for everything that happens in that particular property. That's a really big deal right there. And so it's not too hard to, you know, do what you need to do when it comes to those kinds of things. And then the other thing are homes with a view. Two-car garages are the number one thing that you want to do there. And then making sure that you have the right amenities. I mean, even in Central Florida, you know, in the summer you're thinking, oh, I don't care what's outside. But at this time of year, you know, you do like to have the outdoor space. And I mean, I personally like the outdoor space in the summer as well. Because it just, you know, it's like your house is extended into that outdoor space and gives you many more things that you can do and all that kind of good stuff, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
As long as you can keep the bugs away and all those kinds of things.
Yeah, get some off or do a screened-in patio or something, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. But the bottom line is that there's not necessarily anything you can do to your house to change it, what it is. But when you are looking for a house, these are things to consider, because even if it's not something that you personally want, it's something that, you know, you want to do overall and make sure that you know, if you're looking to sell, because you never know what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. So you want to have what's right for you, but you want to have what's also right for the next guy whenever they're coming in. So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555 or find us online at CentralFloridaRealEstateRadio.com. And we'll see you after the break.
You're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio with local expert and my friend, Laura Peterson. And now, here's Laura.
Welcome back, everybody. With me this morning is Danielle Pumet, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. Welcome back, Danielle.
Hey, good morning.
And in case you haven't heard, at Frontgate Realty, your home sold, guaranteed, or will buy it. To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. Or if you like information about how it works, you can go to laurahasthebuyers.com. So we were talking about, you know, basically eight factors that enhance a home value. But I think that what we're going to talk about now are a checklist of things to spur interest in a property if you are trying to sell it. And the one thing that they talk about is having schedule open houses. And what we like to do is we actually like to do an open house tour as opposed to a open house traditional one. And so that might mean that we're doing several houses in that area, or we're coordinating with other people to do it so that people can come to an area and you can advertise it appropriately. And the wild thing is that, you know, when you do an open house, it's good to kind of target it, to do it for a shorter period of time than longer period of time, which you might think doesn't make sense. But when you can actually get everybody in there at the same time, they kind of feed off of each other,
mm-hmm.
and they create an auction type atmosphere when they're there. So if you hear one person saying, oh, I really like this house, and then somebody else says, oh, I really like this house, that spurs both of them to think psychologically, okay, I have to get it before that other person does. So it kind of speeds up the process. So if you have it long and drawn out and that kind of thing, which is the traditional thing that people like to do, what happens is that less people, you know, you're going to get the same number of people in it, but you don't create that synergy of what you like to do
exactly.
in the open house. And so the open house tour, in my opinion, that we do is a lot better option in order mm-hmm. to make that stuff happen. So that's one thing that you want to do. The second thing that you want to do is you want to appeal to the senses. And as you know, there, you know, if there's an electric fireplace, you want to turn it on. So sight is one of the yep. things that you want to do. Bake cookies or make freshly ground coffee or something. So scent, so smell
mm-hmm.
is another really big thing that you want to do. Then you want to have, you know, you want to use all the senses in whatever way that
exactly.
you can. So it's, you know, it's like people are going to touch when they come to your house. They're yep. going to touch the countertop. They're going to see it's granite, and then they're going to touch it. Oh, yeah, it's smooth, just like I expected it to be.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny, and people do open up the cabinets.
Yeah.
And I've had people say, well, why are they opening up the cabinets? It doesn't make sense. Or why are they opening up and looking at the closet? Well, they want to see the size. They want to
yeah.
see the depth. They want to see what it holds. You
exactly.
know, and all of those things are really important to people. And so that's one of the things that,
yeah,
so you know,
feel in touch. Well, it's just like, touch. I mean, if you have an empty cabinet and somebody opens it, it might draw in that it's a smaller cabinet. But when you start seeing stuff in it, then they can picture it differently. The same with closets. Like when you go to model homes, I mean, they'll have in the model homes, they'll have a closet full with some wardrobe.
Right.
Now, of course, nobody's wearing that. That's, you know, from there. But it gives you the senses like, oh, wow, you know, I can fit a lot of stuff in there.
Right.
And like you said, I mean, if, you know, you have nice light features, you want to advertise that.
Right.
The same with granite, you know, keep everything off of the counter so that way they can touch and feel it and see it. They can be a part of it.
And they always open up the refrigerator, too. And,
yeah.
you know, and it's like, you know, people
No, they're not looking for what you're eating tonight, but
no,
they want to see, make sure what they're going to be cooking can fit.
Exactly. And so it's like, you know, and it's like, it's kind of like garages.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, to me, it's like for guys, it's like every guy that you show a house to, for the most part, they look at the garage. When
mm-hmm.
you're just showing houses to the ladies, 9 times out of 10, they don't care the garage. They don't want to look at it.
Yeah.
They don't care. You've seen one garage. You've seen them all. It's a 2-car garage. I see the garage door.
Yeah.
I know that's what it is. But the guys, they have to go out there and they actually walk the garage, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, well, it's the same 2-car garage that we saw. And it's the same thing with the ladies with the refrigerator. They're opening up the refrigerator. And, okay, it's the same size refrigerator that we saw there in the last house. But they still need to open it up and look
yeah,
at it and touch it and feel it or
yeah.
whatever. And if that's what's going to make the sale, then why the heck not?
You yeah,
know?
Exactly.
I mean, it's like it's like you're not going to let the little things like that, you know, stop you from making the sale. I mean, it's like they want to touch and feel it. And so you have to allow them to do it.
Yeah.
And I know some sellers are turned off by that, but that's the reality of life that they're going to live there and you want them to envision like it's their house.
Them being there.
And so it's like the worst thing you could say is like, oh, my gosh, don't open up that closet. So then they're like going, oh, my gosh, what's wrong with that closet? Mm-hmm. And I don't want to live here if there's something wrong with that closet.
Exactly.
And so on and so forth. So you just have to be careful when it comes to that stuff. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA 102.5, the News Talk Station in Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Frontgate Realty. We're your home sold, guaranteed, or I'll buy it. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 o'clock. Joining me today is Danielle Plume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. And remember, if you want to reach myself or Danielle, call 407-566-2555. So the next thing that it says is to stage the house properly. And you were just talking about some of that by clearing off all of the countertops and that kind of thing to make sure that everybody can see and it looks open and it looks bigger when there's not clutter.
Exactly.
And that's when it comes down to when they say to clear out all the personal items. It's not necessarily like people care about your personal items, but if there's so many of them, they concentrate on those personal items.
And not their own or not seeing the true value of the area and stuff. Yeah, it happens all the time.
And it's not necessarily like the pictures, if you've got a couple pictures there, because if you do go to a model house, they have frames with the fake pictures in it because they know that draws people in because that makes it homey. So you don't want to necessarily get rid of all of them, but, you know, it's like if you've got a collection of teddy bears that takes up a whole room, that might be something that you want to consider, you know, getting rid of.
Exactly, yeah.
You know, or if it's something that you've got a whole collection of, you know,
Star Wars memorabilia or Disney stuff or something,
all of that stuff.
I mean, you know, you definitely just take it down, declutterize a little bit. And I mean, you will be taking it to your new place. So it's a great thing.
Yep. And when they're talking about staging, you know, it's like you need to show the buyers the difference between the rooms, such as the breakfast nook and the dining room. And it helps people see the place. And we've talked about it many times, is that when people go into a master bedroom, for example, and when it's vacant, sometimes they can't imagine that a king size bed could fit there. And so, you know, it's like having some kind of a layout or a virtual tour even of it, that you're putting the pieces in there of the furniture of a picture so that they can see how it fits in there, makes a huge difference as far as what people think and what they can do. The next thing is that you want to give the buyers details throughout the house that gives them the descriptions of the amenities. And this is something that is important that they need to know, you know, one way or another, what exists there so that they're aware of it, because it's like little things that, you know, it's not necessarily something that would make a big difference. Like, oh, you know, it's got a garbage disposal. Well, they might assume it has a garbage disposal, but pointing it out, it's like they go, oh, yeah, I really do like a garbage disposal. So it's like those kinds of things that are little things. But it actually, you know, makes the buyer think about it when they're doing, you know, their walkthroughs and all that kind of good stuff. So you want to make sure that your house is wise. And that means that it's warranted, that it's covered while listed, so you can transfer to another buyer, you know. So what that means is if you have a home warranty, you can do that a lot of times.
Yeah.
That sometimes you'll inspect the home before you put it on the market to make sure that everything's been tested and everything works. You want to stage, clean, declutter, and move in ready and evaluate it, that you might want to get a pre-approval, or, you know, that's a lot of times what the realtors do for you, is that we do that. But the number one priority is clean.
Yeah, couldn't agree more. Well, you got to think about it too. They're looking at other homes on the market, so you want yours to stand out.
Yeah.
So declutter and clean are the ways to go.
Yep. So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555 or find us online at centralfloridarealestateradio.com, and we will see you after the break.
You're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio with local expert and my friend, Laura Peterson. And now, here's Laura.
Welcome back, everybody. With me this morning is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. Welcome back, Danielle.
Hey, good morning.
And in case you haven't heard, at Frontgate Realty, your home sold, guaranteed, or will buy it. To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. Or if you like information about how it works, you can go to laurahasthebuyers.com. So, you know, just kind of ending up this last segment before in this New Year's Eve, and tomorrow will be 2018.
I know. Can't wait. 2018 is going to be great.
It is. Just 2017 wasn't bad, but 2018 I know is going to be better.
That's right.
You know, and I think that and our wish for you, for everybody, is just that,
yeah,
you know, you have the best year ever. So
exactly.
Because it's going to be a great year. And it, I think it always, sometimes it comes down to what you make of it. I mean, there's obviously exactly, circumstances that happen in our lives that we can't do anything about. Like Irma was a big thing this year that kind of came through. And it, you know, on first glance, it didn't really seem like it was that big a deal. I mean, it came through and
yeah,
everybody was okay.
But the after fact is what's really
put it's kind of thrown everybody for a loop. You know, it definitely has affected the housing market and everything this year, and put a big damper in that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we're kind of beyond it now, but it sure has caused a lot of heartache and headache and all that kind of stuff for a lot of people. And so, you know, hopefully we won't have that hurricane that's coming right through Central Florida, you know, at least not the eye and all that kind of good stuff.
No, hopefully we'll be good. We usually get hit every
few years.
Yeah, so we should be good for a little while.
Yep, but you never know. So, but anyway, you know, looking at the trends of what's going on and everything is, you know, that one of the things is that Freddie Mac is taking steps to ease affordable housing crisis. So they're looking at things of different ways that they can address it and how they can make housing more affordable for people. So there are a lot of things on the mm-hmm. docket. And if you are a first-time buyer, there are programs out there that are available to you that, you know, will give you some down payment assistance, that, you know, we work with the sellers in getting down payment assistance or getting some closing costs and that kind of thing involved in it. And credit scores are really critical when it comes down to it. And so, you know, even if it's not something that you qualify for today, you know, we have partners that we work with that can help you to mm-hmm. get, so maybe you can buy in 2 months, 3 months. Usually it's not a long period of time, but you have to do what the people tell you to do. But then, you know, you're able to purchase a house and that kind of stuff. So the bottom line is I think that everybody is in favor of every American owning a house and then some, because we have a lot of non-Americans here that own houses too. But it basically comes down to that, you know, we want everybody to own a house because we think it's a great opportunity for everybody.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's no downside on it when you really think about it. And so it's just that American dream that takes it to that next level, you know, for everybody. And if you're a seller and you own a house, and maybe when you were a first time buyer, didn't necessarily buy the house that you wanted to be your dream home. And so moving to that place and moving to that dream home is always a great thing too. And in the process, you're assisting somebody that was just like you when they were buying their first home or second home or something, you know, moving down the pike.
Yeah, real estate is just like a circle. I mean, you're just constantly moving.
Yeah.
You know, and the same thing, like you said, I mean, the first house that you buy is might not, I mean, 9 times out of 10, it's not your dream home.
Right.
But it's building and starting that foundation, getting you responsible, getting you used to, you know, paying a mortgage and doing all this great jazz. And then times have changed. Now your family's gotten bigger. Well, now you're moving up. So it's constantly, you know, just moving. I think it's great.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, it's like looking at the trends is, you know, what we're looking at into. And, you know, the millennials are a huge population portion that really hadn't owned a lot of homes in the past. But now they're starting to. And, you know, because when the market went down and they were all still living at home to save money and try to find jobs and everything like that. And so things are kind of turning around a little bit for them. So what they are moving more out into the suburban areas and that kind of stuff now. but it's a little bit more European in the way of thinking of the suburbs. And that, so 5 years ago, the millennials were never going to move out of the downtown areas and that kind of stuff, but they are now moving there, but they're just looking for the amenities that are more of the village type of thing that exists there in order to have that. So they want to make sure that they've got like all of the good schools obviously are there because they're starting to have children. And then the second thing is that they want to make sure that it's got the activities that they want to have as well, whether it's shopping or you know, other things, recreational things that you want to do. Yeah. All those things are really important. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA 102.5, the News Talk Station in Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Frontgate Realty, where your home sold, guaranteed, or I'll buy it. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 o'clock. And joining me today is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. And remember, if you want to reach myself or Danielle, you can call 407-566-2555. So, and basically the baby boomer parents are shifting to the smaller homes.
Yep.
Tiny houses are in, but yeah, there's not a lot of... I did see something where there are some tiny houses being built, but I think they're somewhere far out, like in Eustis or somewhere like that. But there are downsizing, and the baby boomers did not downsize at the rates that were expected. And we find that, too, because a lot of times when people are coming to look at houses, you know, it's like they want a house that's going to hold the kids, the grandkids.
Yeah.
And the great grandkids family, and all of that kind of stuff. And then you have the other people that are like, I want the small house because I don't want to have room for anybody to come. So it kind of goes both ways. And, you know, the Fannie and Freddie, like we talked about, they're looking at doing different things and that kind of stuff, too. So basically, when it comes down to it, I think all of the signs look like everything is going to go great in 2018. They, like we said earlier in the show, they do expect that the mortgage rates are going to rise. But with the current average rate being 3.9%, which is a 30-year, you know, kind of 30-year low of where they've been, that they expect, again, that it's probably going to go up to, at the most, about 4.5%.
Yeah.
So that just tells you that if you want to buy earlier in the year rather than later in the year, that that might be the best thing to do. Affordability sets to remain much better today than it was in the years prior to the housing boom. And so that's one thing that's actually going to be there. The inventory is going to continue to be a thorn in the side, but I look at that as a challenge, and that's what we're really good at is that, you know, what you can find on the internet is not all of the inventory and all of the places that we go to find homes. And so I think that that's a really big distinction that people need to know, is that the perception is out there that the internet has all of the houses, and so you don't need to have somebody help you through that. But what happens most of the time is that the houses that are on the internet that people want are the ones that are gone even before they make it to the internet.
Yeah.
Because it's in the process, they're still going to make it to the internet, but they may not be available any longer. So the trick to it is to actually find those houses before they get to the internet. And that's what I believe we're really good at, is finding those off-market properties that are really good, you know, for the buyer, or that are coming on immediately. And so you can beat out everybody and you don't have the competition.
Yeah,
because when they're getting to the internet and they're really good, I mean, that's when you get in the multiple offer situation, and you have people that get disappointed because somebody else came in and got it.
Yeah.
And we do have investors that are here in this market, and the rental prices are so high that it's great for the investors to come in and buy a first-time home and then a first-time home buyer home and rent it out, and they're going to make a really good return. So if you're an investor, we're happy to work with you too.
Exactly.
But in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555. Find us online at centralfloridarealestateradio.com, and Happy New Year.
That's right. Happy New Year.
Woo!